Welcome to the Every Nation Taipei podcast. We're here to help you know God, discover your purpose, grow in your relationships, and make a difference in Taipei, Taiwan, and beyond. We hope this message encourages you today.
What a powerful testimony of what God does in our lives, just healing from cancer, diseases. And I love the story how we've seen God's victory over these diseases, but even in the midst of the diseases, we're still battling together, and we're still giving God thanks, and we're still walking in victory, because our victory and our gratitude is not just dependent on our circumstance. And that's the power of knowing God. That's the power of Christianity, is we have a living God inside of us that triumphs over circumstances that come against us, that when we find ourselves in tough times, because we live in a broken world, and tough times come. If they haven't happened to you, this is my prediction. They're coming. But God is not thrown off by tough times. And we can live in victory even in the moments when our circumstances are still against us. And so today I just want to, in a few briefly in the next few moments, just talk about gratitude, the power, the incredible power of thanksgiving. Just simply the simplicity of learning to say thank you. The simplicity of learning to have gratitude. I mean, I don't know about you, but when I was growing up, my mom was just religious about us saying thank you. Didn't matter. You know, a lot of times when we go to people's houses, as we'd leave, she would always just go down the line. Okay, Rand, you know, six kids. Randy, did you say thank you? Sherwin, did you say thank you? Bruce, you know, and it got to the point where like, Mom, you know, this is the third time I'm saying thank you. Well, I just want to make sure, you know, in case you forgot. And so we just learned, we had this drilled into us to always, at every time that someone did something nice for us, to make sure to take time to say thank you. And that I found that this is pretty common. And the reason for that is because there's this connection with in humankind, and this is not just my family. This is not just American culture, but we've discovered that saying thank you is just the right way to live. It helps us. It helps relationships. There's so many ways that simply expressing gratitude helps us. And so cultures throughout history have put into their value systems the practice of saying thank you. So although we claim the holiday as an American holiday, Thanksgiving, the fact is that the tradition of celebrating and saying thank you and giving thanks goes way back. Ancient Chinese culture, Greek culture, Roman culture, Hebrew culture, all of these cultures, all these ancient cultures had the practice of celebrating Thanksgiving and had these Thanksgiving events and holidays and ceremonies, most often connected, like the first American Thanksgiving, connected to harvest seasons, these moments of giving thanks for the blessings that we reap. Because there's something inside of us that's built to just give thanks, because it's part of God's nature. And it's why gratitude is so powerful in our lives. Just to read a few things here, we won't take a long time, but there's a famous church father, Athanasius. It's perhaps one of the greatest church fathers of the early church. And he said this: we must not let any season pass without Thanksgiving. So in American culture, Thanksgiving holiday begins sort of this season of Thanksgiving, this season of celebration of the good things that have come to us, this season of giving gifts and getting together with friends. But Athanasius said, Thanksgiving, this is something we need to do at all times. Because even in his day, he recognized that all the cultures would celebrate during harvest season. But he was saying gratitude needs to extend beyond a season and become a lifestyle. Because of the power of gratitude. And so today we're going to talk about why gratitude matters. We're going to look at what science says, and we're going to look at what scripture says. And we're going to talk about how to grow your gratitude. So why gratitude matters? What does the science say? Well, there's tons of studies. You just have to Google it. You can go home, Google gratitude research. And here's some different articles that I looked at with a simple Google search. 31 Benefits of Gratitude, the ultimate science-backed guide from the Happier Human compilation, where they looked at over 50 research studies on gratitude and pulled the benefits from there. 28 Benefits of Gratitude and the Most Significant Research Findings by Positive Psychology. Psychology Today, 7 scientifically proven benefits of gratitude. And then Harvard Health, giving thanks can make you happier. Some of the benefits, let me just read them. Some of the benefits of gratitude, of just saying thank you. Social benefits. It makes introductions more likely to turn into friendships. It reduces aggression and increases empathy. It replaces envy and comparison with appreciation for others' accomplishments. It improves the workplace environment and decision making. And people just tend to like people who express gratitude. Furthermore, it enhances your chances in romance. Come on, all you singles. Get grateful. Health benefits. It helps you sleep better. It lowers blood pressure and reduces depression. Saying thank you helps you overcome the effects of traumatic experiences. They found this with veterans of war who are experiencing PTSD, that simply saying thank you started to reduce the effects of PTSD in their lives. New York City, where my wife and I served for the past 16 years for me, they found that giving that gratitude increased the resiliency of those who had suffered trauma from 9/11. It reduces feelings of pain and increases feelings of health. It increases exercise and personal health care. So being people who say thank you, people who express gratitude, just tend to take more time to exercise and take care of themselves. Emotional benefits. Gratitude reduces a multitude of toxic emotions, ranging from envy and resentment to frustration and regret to thoughts of suicide. It increases self-esteem, which leads to better relationships and leads to better work and athletic performance. It makes you more generous, more spiritual, more optimistic. Gratitude simply makes you happier. Brené Brown, famous for her talks on shame and other emotional issues, she did 12 years of research into gratitude, over 11,000 different studies. And she said, I did not interview a single person who described themselves as joyful that did not actively practice gratitude. Instead of those who are joyful being those who are grateful, she found that practicing gratitude is what invites joy into your life. So like a famous, Benedictine monk, David Steindl-Rast said, the root of joy is gratefulness. It's not that joy makes us grateful. It's that gratitude makes us joyful. So if you want more joy in your life, quit looking for circumstances. Start being more grateful, and you'll find that joy follows gratitude. We live with a concept that our gratitude follows joy. And we wait until someone blesses us to say thank you. But the truth is, research proves that it's the opposite. When you seek reasons and actively practice being grateful, joy follows. And this agrees with what the scripture says. This is what God says. Psalm 100, verses 4 through 5. We enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him, bless his name, for the Lord is good and his steadfast love endures forever and his faithfulness to all generations. So how do we come into God's presence? We come into God's presence with thanksgiving. And this isn't that we do sort of a religious ritual when we come into the temple. This is that when we begin to be grateful people, we become more aware and give opening for God's presence to make a difference in our lives. So when you practice gratitude, you become more aware of God's activity in your life and his supply for your life. And so if you want to access what God has in store for you, because God is good, and God always wants to bless his people. In fact, God wants to bless all of humankind. That's God's intention, because God is good. That's his nature. But how we access that good is through gratitude. And so we practice gratitude, because that's what welcomes. God is always here. He's everywhere. But what makes us aware of his presence in our lives and invites him to actively bring blessing into our lives is gratitude. It's also vital to knowing God. Romans chapter 1, we're reading through Romans in our daily reading as a church. Invite you, encourage you to jump in if you haven't. But it's powerful as you read through Romans, understanding God and understanding us and our relationship with God. In Romans chapter 1, verses 19 to 21 says this, "For what can be known about God is plain to them." Talking about people who've never had religion, never had organized religion around them, because God has shown it to them. "For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world in the things that have been made." This is why every culture worships God, a God of some type. Every culture has worship. Every culture realizes that there is a divine being or divine beings. And so they all worship. But he says, here's what happens. They're without excuse. "For although they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him. They became futile in their thinking, and their foolish hearts were darkened." We were just having this conversation how when you go back into the ancient Chinese histories and the ancient Japanese and almost every culture, you go back to their ancient religious beliefs. And almost in every single culture, you can find remnants of Christian theology. Belief in one God, belief in a God who sacrificed her son, belief in a flood that 8 people survived. All everything we read in scripture, as you go back to ancient cultures, before the Bible was written, they had the elements and the theology of Christianity in their ancient cultures. Why is that? Because God has revealed himself in nature. They didn't need churches and theology. God revealed himself, but because they began to deny the one God, they start to substitute. But Romans says all these other concepts of who God was. Fascinating the study, if you ever study anthropology and ancient religions, truly ancient religions, before there were things like Buddhism and Islam and even organized Christianity. Thirdly, it's God's will for you all the time. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18 says, "Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks." Why? Because this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So in everything, I know the Bible is written in Greek, but in the ancient Greek language, everything still means everything. So at all times, in every situation, we are to give thanks. Now, that goes against, again, that thing of saying, no, we give thanks when someone does something nice for us. God says, no, it's actually the opposite. You just choose to have an attitude of gratitude. You choose to find ways to give thanks in every situation, and then joy is going to follow you. Blessings will begin to follow you and come into your life. In everything, give thanks. Why? Because this is God's will for you. If you're struggling to know God's will, you want to know what God's will is for your life? There's one right there. God's will for your life is that you be a person who gives thanks. Because this is what transforms our lives and makes us into people who are not just conformed to the environment around us and transformed by the culture around us, but we become the people who transform. We become the ones who set the temperature. We become the thermostat rather than the thermometer. We say this is that we're going to begin to bring blessing into the community and the culture around us. How do we do that? We don't just wait for things to be good and give thanks. We begin to live lives of gratitude and thanksgiving. We find ways to give thanks. And that begins to change us from the inside out. Then we can become the people. I love what salt does. Going into places where people are broken and suffering. And why do we do that? Because we want to lift them up and we want to make a difference in their lives. And so we find practical ways to do that. And when we become, when we are people who give thanks, when we are people of gratitude, we begin to look for reasons to bring blessing rather than looking for the ways we're blessed to give thanks. And that's a shift. But that's the shift that we as a church need. And because we've bought into the culture and this theology of when I'm blessed, then I give thanks, we become powerless and weak, and we develop a religion of trying to make our own lives better rather than saying, let's follow God and let Him shift and change us so that we can then become transformative in the culture around us. Christians, we should be those who look for the worst situations so that we can go in and bring change, rather than those who just look for the easiest thing and the most profitable thing and the place where life is most comfortable. And I tell you what, when we catch a hold of this truth of giving thanks in everything, the world around us will begin to change. Let's go, let's see. So how to grow your gratitude? Real simple, three little things. Let's do this. We're going to land this plane. There's so much good stuff here. But practically speaking, let me just tell you, look for opportunities to express your gratitude. Okay, so just find ways to express your gratitude. I remember a kid, one of my friends who was a preschool teacher, and he had this thing, I'm going to say something nice to every one of my students every day. And he said, sometimes it was just, you know, man, I'm so thankful you wore one of your shoes today. I don't know where the other shoe is, but so good. You know, you got a shirt on today. It's great. You know, you find a way to express gratitude in people's lives and express it out loud. Speak your gratitude. Go on later, I can give you the scriptures for these, but for now, we'll just express your gratitude. Find the opportunities to express gratitude. Express it out loud. Lastly, practice gratitude morning, noon, and night. Just start every day with gratitude. When you wake up in the morning, first thing, just give thanks. Denzel Washington, I don't know if you... you know Denzel Washington, famous actor, right? So here's what he said. Say thank you for grace. Thank you for mercy. Thank you for understanding. Thank you for wisdom. Thank you for parents. Thank you for love. Thank you for kindness. Thank you for humility. Thank you for peace. Thank you for prosperity. Say thank you in advance for what's already yours. That's how I live my life. That's one of the reasons why I am where I am today. Say thank you in advance for what's already yours. And that's also a biblical principle. That God has promised us peace. God has promised us His love. And we begin to say thank you and express gratitude for those things. It opens doorways for God to begin to put those into our lives. So begin every day. When you wake up, while you're still in your bed, just say, God, thank you for running water. Thank you for electricity that works. You know, these are simple things that we can just have gratitude for. But do that before you get out of bed. Play worship, thank you music. End your day with gratitude. Just start a little thank you journal or start a thank you list at the end of every day, just writing down the things that you're thankful for. Or like my wife and I, we pray at the end of every day. And just in the end of your day, get together with your wife, your kids, and just say, okay, what's one thing you're thankful for? Begin your day, end your day with thanksgiving, and all the way in between. Jonah chapter 2, verse 9, I'm going to close with this. Jonah said, but I will, with the voice of thanksgiving, will sacrifice to you what I have vowed. I will pay. Salvation belongs to the Lord. And he said this, I'm going to just start saying thank you. This was before he got out of the well, before he was delivered. He prayed this prayer, and it led to his deliverance. So whatever you're in today, whatever situation or circumstance you are in today, I want to encourage you, choose to give thanks. I wish I could pray for you all today and just, you know, impart gratitude into your life. But gratitude is not one of those things that God imparts. Gratitude is one of those things that you and I must choose, because it's part of what grows us up. It's part of what strengthens us so that we become people who can then transform the world around us. I'm just going to pray for you right now as we close. Heavenly Father, we are just so grateful for all that Christ has done for us. And God, my prayer is that we as a church, your Holy Spirit would just work with us as a church to cause us to be a grateful people. That Father, we wouldn't wait for excuses to be grateful, but Father God, we would look for every opportunity to express thanksgiving. Lord God, most of all, we are thankful for you that you're always with us and you will cause all things to work together for our good. As we keep our focus on you, that as we pray without ceasing, we would pray from the perspective of looking to our source rather than looking at our need. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening. We pray this message spoke to you and built your faith. For more messages like this, visit our website at everynationtaipei.com. You can also send a prayer request and reach out to us anytime. God bless you. Till next time.